Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about prophecy being fulfilled. Prophecy being fulfilled. And ladies and gentlemen, we're right on the verge of entering into a total global third world war. I believe that it's inevitable. I believe that we're seeing the fingerprints of it taking place today. I'm looking at an article further stating, war is on the way. Warning is blared after Hawaii gets lasered. This article, I continue. The man's name is Gordon Chang, C-H-A-N-G. Chang, a distinguished senior fellow of the Gatestone Institute and author of The Coming Collapse of China, said nobody on the ground was burned by the green Chinese beams of laser light on January the 28th. But the laser shower is another warning that war is on the way. The events were noted when on January the 28th, a star camera caught images of the shower of green laser beams lasting just seconds. The camera watches the images from the telescope of Hawaii Maui Key beam. The beams were not, as originally thought, from NASA satellite, Chang said. They come from one of only one source, that is Chinese satellites. And why would China be pointing lasers at the dormant Hawaii volcano? Those weapons, he explained, require precise weather measurements to deliver warheads precisely on target, or could have been tracking U.S. submarine movement in that area. Further, he states in this article, it is likely that China has been seeking to develop compact but more powerful green lasers that can conduct underwater surveillance, perhaps anti-submarine and anti-mine missions from space, he said, end quote. In other words, we're watching China from the outer space being able to control on the ground what is taking place in relationship to war and war equipment to carry it out. I'm looking at an article by the same man, Gordon Chang. He says this, very poignant, powerful statement. Pray hard. Pray right now. There's never been a more dangerous moment in history than now, end quote. And he goes on to talk about what is happening in the world and what China is doing in relationship to the preparation for a global war, and China will be a part of it. Russia will be a part of it. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I appreciate you, man. You like a watchman on the wall.
Well, I'm praying that it will be a proper watchman and people will listen and adhere to the warning. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. What I wanted to tell a friend of mine, but an associate, told me that it was somebody from the U.S. shooting up those balloons. And I asked him, I said, how can it come from the Bering Straits from Russia over to here? and why he let, I said, every balloon is going to get in the jet stream, and it's not going to stay over a place, you know, over a, especially a military installation, for so many days. I told him, man, come on, let's get to reality.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. Let me jump in and say this. The one that was the larger balloon, that was the spy satellite balloon that was shot down over the Atlantic after it crossed over America, it was discovered that it had a full, may I say again, full guidance system in the balloon. So I don't think they're just flying through the jet stream, or although that would be the easier path to follow the jet stream. And I don't believe by any stretch of the imagination it's balloons from America. I believe those are foreign entities that are spying on America, mapping out the landscape of America, searching for the missile silos that we have out in the Midwest, and finding those and pinpointing those. They're preparing, yeah. Kenneth, they're preparing for the future global Third World War. China is preparing heavily. Russia is preparing heavily. We are already engaged. We're already involved. We're already carrying out the war with Russia and China now through Ukraine. It is the pretend nucleus of the war, and that is Ukraine, but it's being played out there. But it's going to proliferate and go globally, and I believe it'll do so very, very soon. This is the first full year that the war's been taking place. And contrary to what the Marxist media has to say, Russia is winning the war. And here's Joe Biden just recently left Ukraine. And when he was with the Vladimir Zelensky, that was the head of the Ukrainian, he said, and I quote, "Whatever is needed for the war, as long as it's needed, America will provide it." Now, if that's not stepping into the bucket called war, nothing is.
And let me ask you another question, Dr. Youngblood. Look, okay, we're giving all our stuff away, our money, number one, our military readiness, number two, to a country that really, they're a laundering country for money laundering, especially for the elite.
That's exactly what it is, and it's been a money laundering basin for many, many years, and Joe Biden, the Biden family cabal, have been the recipients of those money laundering operations. That's what's happening now. Listen, when the hundreds of millions of dollars that we've already given of taxpayer dollars to the Ukrainians, there's no paper trail, there's no accounting, there's no responsibility, there's no chain of control of those dollars, of the weaponry that's being sent over there. It's going into the hands of those that simply going to wash the money and stockpile the dollars back in an account someplace for the Biden family cabal. Nobody, I don't believe there's anybody that's listening to this broadcast today that should have any delusional ideas that that's not factual what is happening. But number one, I feel sorry for the Ukrainian people. I do not feel sorry for the Ukrainian leadership. The Ukrainian leadership is a tyrannical leadership that has no regard for its people, and already closing down the state church, but howbeit they're shutting down, coming against the church in Ukraine. They're coming against the Jewish people in Ukraine. Multitudes of Jews by the thousands are leaving the Ukraine and going back to Israel. And that's one of the things that's now promulgating the stir and the angst with Russia, is to see the Ukrainian Jews going back to Israel. So we're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players being put on the stage and getting prepared for the pulling the trigger, as I call it, for Third World War. And I want us to understand we're headed for that, linked with all of the other indicators that we're faced with. We're headed for major, major dire devastation, I believe, during the latter portion of this year, if not before. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your insight. For your continual belief and understanding of what is taking place and following the Word of God. Have a blessed day. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about prophecy being fulfilled. I'm looking at an article that should scare the socks off all of us. World's food security in peril as Russia and China have a stranglehold on key food items. Now, hear me well. We're talking about the prophecy being fulfilled that the Word of God says. We're talking about the fact that in the Scripture, especially you find Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark chapter 13, the eschatological prophetic chapters in the Scripture and the synoptic Gospels. You find also in Revelation, the 6th chapter through the 18th chapter, you find what is called the days of the tribulation. And you find leading up to and in part of the tribulation days, you find that there is a food shortage, a food famine, a dearth that takes place on the globe, where people are starving to death because of the lack of food. And here we are now with Russia and China controlling the food supply. Ladies and gentlemen, they're rapidly jumping into the bandwagon of buying up product to producing land in America. In fact, China is one of the major purchasers of cropland next to Bill Gates buying up the cropland in the United States of America. And ladies and gentlemen, Russia and Ukraine carrying out the battle. It is only the leading edge of the global coming conflagration that will take place. And they're going to push Israel into the very midst of it. Israel is now firing weapons on a periodic basis over Iran, because Iran is nearing the absolute, I believe the latest number was they have something like 84% uranium, and it takes 90% uranium production in order to produce the nuclear weapon. I believe they already have nuclear weapons. I believe it's a fragment of the correct news that's been given. But nevertheless, Netanyahu says we'll do anything, anytime, anyplace against Iran to prevent them from getting the nuclear weapon. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the match being lit, the fuse being lit for the Third World War. We're watching it take place. But in the midst of that, now to find out that Russia and China control the major key components for our food products in the world, listen to this part of this article. The world relies for most of the fertilization used to promote crops on Russia and allies and China. And that has alarms going off because of the stranglehold that could give the nations around the world a food shortage. The report that was posted, just as semiconductors have become the lightning rod for geopolitical friction, so the race for the fertilizers has altered the U.S. and its allies to a strategic dependence on an agricultural input that is a key detriment of food security. The report explained that it is who controls fertilizers that is moved to the forefront of the political agenda. The role of fertilizer as an important as the role of seed in the country's food security. The issue of a $250 billion global fertilizer industry was complicated because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The ports were disrupted. Shipping and banking and insurance are more complicated, meaning ordinary deliveries haven't been reliable since. Experts are estimating 20% drop in food production around the globe because of the fertilizer issues. Ladies and gentlemen, any one of these things that you could pry them apart and look at them individually and separately, you say, well, it's not really a major problem. But with several of these things coming together simultaneously, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the fast track that we're on in relationship to the ultimate conflagration that shall take place on a global basis going into the Russia war with Russia. War with Russia will have Germany and Iran and Syria and Turkey and Libya involved, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize that these other things are playing into the hands of that future global conflagration that will finally wrap up this old world called the Battle of Armageddon. Another prophetic sign that is now being fulfilled, ladies and gentlemen, is the global food famine. Global productions and distribution of wheat that's permeated the whole system. I just read you a couple of articles in relationship to it. But now linked with that, listen, there's been the hue and cry out of the cult worship of the climate change. It is a cult. It is a religion, climate change religion. There's been that push that we need to stop eating beef because after all, the cows with the cow flatulence causing the major ozone problems. There's been the push to shut down coal, the push to shut down gas, and now there's a push behind the scenes to stop all natural gas stoves and ovens in American homes. California's already passed legislation that any all new homes cannot have gas; have got to be electric. We've watched as the chicken production in America has been crushed by fires and major destruction of the plants. We've watched as meat packing plant after meat packing plant has somehow, some way gone through devastation. Why is that? It's not accidental. It is a planned idea. It's a planned program to disrupt the food in America so that the Bill Gates Organization, the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation, and those that are the globalists can have control over our food. Here's an article that says, life and death problem with highly touted lab grown meat, LAB, lab grown meat, dated February 21st. There have been multiple people that suggest that there are a lot of questions to be answered about lab grown meats, those being developed by researchers primarily because the green agenda that that claims that people should not eat meat. One report recently noted that the development of the substance have admitted there are no long-term studies to demonstrate the safety of lab-grown meat. Leading scientists agree that the cultured meat products won't give you cancer, but the industry doesn't have any idea that their data is correct. They cannot prove it. So they're trying to avoid the question instead. We could eat malignant chicken tumors by the bucket loads. Lab-grown meat's impending cancer problems. Further, the article states, under the right condition, animal cells can be grown in a petri dish or even at the scale in factories full of stainless steel drums. For decades, companies such as Pfizer, same ones that's producing the death jabs called COVID vaccines, Pfizer Incorporated and Johnson & Johnson have cultured large volumes of cells to produce vaccines, monoclonal antibodies, and other biotherapies. Now the idea is that we might as well eat those cells also. Multiple companies are working on their own products now, the report said, but it noted that it is not meat. It is lab-grown. It's phony meat, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the stage being set to force human beings, to force we the people, to eat something that is grown in a lab that will have all of the biotech information in it, the absolute carcinogen, cancer-causing carcinogenics in it that we'll be forced to eat. They will have something in that biolab meat production that will allow us to receive the COVID jab without taking a jab. That's the fast track that we're on, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another article that says, eating lab-grown chicken equivalent to eating cancer tumors. This past November, we reported how the new lab-grown chicken product is being developed and could soon be available commercially. The company, Upside Foods, is run by a medical doctor, and they put out a press release last year claiming that the FDA had cleared the product. But that is simply a clever marketing campaign, as the FDA does not approve food products. They simply approve drugs. Reading the headline and press release on this action by FDA, one is led to believe that the FDA has approved the lab-grown chicken, but the FDA doesn't approve food. They monitor food safety and labeling, but they do not approve foods. They only approve drugs. Here's the actual press release. FDA completes first pre-market consultation for human food made using animal cell culture technology. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read a three-page article, massive article, goes into the scientific data details on relationship to producing that food. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a massive, massive, major problem where we have now the pharmaceutical houses linked with the globalist that's saying that based on the climate change, we've got to stop eating meat, we've got to stop having cattle, we've got to stop eating chicken, and they're going to grow all of this stuff in the lab. We'll be eating phony, false, faux, F-A-U-W, or F-A-U-X, faux meat, and not the real meat. I'm telling you, based on the recent research that I've done and found, now Pfizer says that they're developing an injection for beef and for other animals that humans eat that will get the COVID vaccine into our systems even without having to take the jab. That's on the fast track to do that, ladies and gentlemen. But now the capstone on all that I've said today can be summarized in these next few articles. Biden decides, listen, I'm reading a headline, Biden decides to give the World Health Organization authority over the U.S. sovereignty. Now let that, ponder that, let that sink in for a moment. We already have the government wanting to control our lives, wanting to control our movement, the electric vehicles, EVs as they're called, will do the geofencing that will make a determination by the government where you can drive, how far you can drive, how long you can drive. That's on the fast track to control our movement. They're already talking about introducing July, August of this year, the e-currency, so that you have no greenbacks, no change in your pocket. Everything will be electronic currency where the federal government can shut it off. If you vote for the wrong person, you ask the wrong person question, or if you say anything that is misinformation or disinformation, as they call it, they can just shut your currency off, your funds off. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade, fulfilling what we see in Revelation chapter 13. But now here's Joe Biden that's surrendering, hear me well, surrendering the sovereignty of the United States of America to a communist, Chinese Communist Party. World Health Organization, the United Nations, is basically run by China. And here's the article. World Health Organization, a subsidiary of the United Nations, run by a team of bureaucrats in Geneva, soon could be have the power to, hear me, would have the power to dictate lockdowns, vaccine mandates, social distancing, and much, much more in the United States of America, even surveillance of all citizens. I'm pausing for you to ponder what I just said. This article says a new report from the Epoch Times explains Joe Biden is getting ready to sign the U.S. up to a legally binding deal that will give international politicians authority to make all decisions for America during any so-called pandemic. And he's maneuvering it so he will not have to get approval of the U.S. Senate. The report explained that the U.S. Health and Human Services chief with the head of the WHO director, Tedros, in September of 2022, they announced that the U.S. With the World Health Organization strategic dialogue, together they developed a platform to maximize the longstanding U.S. government World Health partnership and to protect and promote the health of all people around the globe, including all Americans. That resulted in a draft that planned to be ratified with the all 194 WHO member states. A meeting with the WHO intergovernmental negotiating body scheduled for February the 27th. That's just a few days before us, to work out the final terms, which all members will then sign. It will give the bureaucrats the following follow the UN political agenda to with the authority to declare and to manage any health pandemic as they perceive it. All signatories have already abided with the rules and the bureaucrats would decree, including lockdowns, vaccine mandates, global supply chain, and monitoring and surveillance of all the populations of America and around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read on. It's a three-page massive article, but it's frightening to understand that we have a president today, Joe Biden. That's a figurehead. Joe Biden is not cognitively alert. Joe Biden most of the time doesn't know whether it's day or night. Joe Biden most of the time doesn't know what state he's in, whether it's the United States or another state. He doesn't know whether he's on the border or in the midsection of the United States. He is cognitively depleted, and he is being used as a puppet by the globalists, including Barack Hussein Obama. And ladies and gentlemen, here we are with the World Health Organization now being given the power to control and to surveil American citizens. They can make a mandate of lockdown. Can you imagine? Listen carefully now. If the United Nations, through the World Health Organization, says there's a health emergency that America must lock down, if a mayor says no, he can be arrested. If a governor says no, he can be arrested. If a U.S. citizen says no, you could be put in prison for saying no for your protection and the protection of others, of course, is the mindset that they would have. Here's an article that says the Republicans are now going to push back against the accord giving World Health Organization power over America. It sounds good, ladies and gentlemen, but it's simply not workable. As members of the states of the World Health Organization prepare together in Switzerland next week to negotiate the final terms of an accord that will give the World Health Organization centralized authority and power over all U.S. policy in the case of a pandemic. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, in case of a declared health emergency, that would trigger the U.S. United Nations through the World Health Organization and its blue-helmeted Gestapo to enforce the rules and the regulations of the Chinese Communist Party on all Americans. Now, that ought to frighten every citizen. Every Christian ought to sit up and take notice and realize that, ladies and gentlemen, if we have the UN that's controlling America, do you think we'll have religious liberties? If the UN's controlling America, do you think we would have the freedom of religion? Do you think we'd have freedom of speech? You think we'd have the right to keep and bear arms? They will use the health emergency and the powers therein with the World Health Organization to declare that if you have a weapon that's poor health decision, if you do not lock down, you could contaminate others, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, even to the point of surveilling all of America to make sure that we're following the dictates and the mandates of the UN, the United Nations, and the World Health Organization in particular. This article goes on to say, the draft accord, which would be legally binding on all 194 member nations, gives the World Health Authority to declare a pandemic. They have the authority to declare a pandemic. Hear me, first of all. And then submit to declare that all member countries need to submit to their orders that's given. The central role of the World Health Organization, directing and coordinating the authority on international health in areas of lockdowns, treatments, medical supply chains, surveillance, disinformation, misinformation, false news once a pandemic is declared. Ladies and gentlemen, that literally means that once all they've got to do is say there's a health emergency coming up in November, health emergency coming up in whatever date, and then they declare a total lockdown, total surveillance, total control of Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the prophetic hand of God taking place where we see America no longer will exist when these things take place. It should cause us to look up, lift up our heads, and recognize our redemption is drawing near. It should cause us to recognize we need to pray and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land, because we're in deep, desperate condition today as a nation. Here's another article. What? Question mark. Biden giving the World Health Organization authority over the U.S. sovereignty? You better sit down for this one time. It's so bizarre, you won't believe it. I'm scarcely believing it myself, this writer says. Joe Biden is getting ready to sign up the legally binding deal that will give international politicians authority to make all decisions for America during any perceived declared pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, we will have a single world government when that takes place. And that would be, it would be governed by the Communist Chinese Party through the UN, through the World Health Organization, that will be in total control of America, and without Americans' consent, without Americans voting, without American politicians seeing anything to do with it. It should cause us to recognize the deep, dark, desperate days that we're living in and turn back to God, God's Word. Get back in church, study the Word, study the Bible, pray, and ask God to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.